me.
Who is it?
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I don't have long. I brought by the camera for the show.
Oh, dude, that's good. I'm coming, one sec.
Aren't
you supposed to be in your job
anymore? I know, man. Don't remind me. I'm so exhausted. I just wish I didn't have to go. Fuck, I think I might call and cancel. What are you doing?
I was playing my guitar.
Alright.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah. Man, dude, I didn't even sleep last night. I'm so just wiped out.
Dude, you're
I'm
gonna so be fine. You look fine.
I couldn't. But you don't understand. I need this job. I'm so.
I know you need the job. You look fine. Can you go in there and fake it?
I might. I just feel like I'm gonna fall asleep right now. I feel like I'm starting to fall asleep right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I have an idea. Come here.
Dude, the show should be good today, though, huh?
I'm nervous about it because it's more complicated than normal.
The hell is that?
It's a little wake-up water.
What's in it?
It's just a little happy.
You just happen to
energy,
have a glass full life. Of something.
Oh, well, I was going to have it. I was going to drink it before the show just to give myself a little pep.
Dude, I don't know.
Down it.
I'll just...
Down it. Down it.
What the fuck? I don't have anything to lose.
You can't feel any worse than you do now.
It'll help me wake up a little bit.
It will help you wake up.
It was delicious, whatever it was.
Yeah?
Wait
a second. Hold on, where are my cigarettes?
I really wouldn't know. I just got here.
What time's your interview?
Dude, it's in like 10 minutes. I gotta walk bike down to Powell. It's on Powell.
Are you gonna be in time for the show or are you gonna be late?
I'll be late, but I'll make it. Don't worry.
Do you have time for a cigarette?
No, I really need to get going, but... I don't know, though.
It's a beautiful day today. I love it out here.
Wow.
Appreciate you getting me out of my room. How do you feel? Feel better?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of pepping me up a
little
bit. Yeah?
Yeah,
I feel pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah? Curious?
Yeah. No.
Curious
as to what? Yeah, what was that stuff?
One, two, three,
you're kidding
four,
me. There's no
five. Way. 5-hour energy drink.
You're
have
not
you
even
seen
supposed
these things?
To drink more than two in a full day in 20.
Dude,
days.
Dude, this is 25 hours worth of energy. Put that into your interview, and you're gonna nail it.
Oh man!
Swear to you.
I'm already.
There is. Look at. Let me read off this.
Dude.
Hours of energy now, right now, not later. Hours of energy
yeah,
immediately.
Five.
No crash.
25
There's no crash.
Hours.
You don't come down from these things.
Oh, shit.
You're always
my
on. Sugar free. How many? Four calories.
Close.
Four calories in these. This thing's almost good for you.
My tongue.
Dude, don't worry. But don't think about your tongue. Don't think about anything.
Oh,
you're going to be fine.
Shit, dude. I got to get going, man. Oh, man. I hope this stuff wears off. Oh,
well, you don't want it to wear off. You want
like
it to work.
The time I've done other
good luck. Aaron, dude, don't.
Oh,
just,
God. I'm going to fuck it up. I'm so.
You're not going to fuck it up, Aaron.
This is worthless.
Dude, I'm trying to help.
I'll be back for the show.
Okay. Good luck.
All right, man.
Good luck.
Later.
You go in his room?
He's in his room.
I don't know.
Fuck! Where is he? Deborah, where's he at?
I haven't seen him.
Deb, we started the show!
What?
Yep, get your ass out here.
Right now?
Deb, it's like 4:53. We were supposed to start at 4. Thank you. Dude, where is everybody?
Huh?
I don't know.
Never
mind.
I'm here.
Let's go.
Well, do you know where Lindsay's never here on time, and then Aaron's at his job interview.
Oh, that's right.
Welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop. Glad that you guys could be here. We've taken a month and a half off. We had some out-of-town stuff, and we had some preparation stuff and things of that sort, and so we've put a lot of work into this one, and we're really excited, and we've got Jeff Munger is going to be playing some of the songs, and Jeff performs two, three times a week. on Hawthorne, which is unbelievable. I love it. And then every once in a while, like, other musicians join in, and then it's a good little, that's a good thing. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. Hold on. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
No. That's the music. I hear my phone. Hold on one sec. I hear my phone.
You should hit
pause. In answer to one of the people, I just got a text from Lindsay. Hold on. I love getting texts in the middle of the show from the hosts. That's weird. That's really weird.
I didn't miss anything, right? We're starting.
Yeah.
what a day.
What
a day. Where's Aaron? I'm gonna take that as Aaron's at his interview or something like that.
He's gone.
Hey, Dave. Dave!
What? Sorry. I was spaced out for a second there of Lindsay. I don't want to...
Dave, what the hell's wrong with you? You're acting really weird. If this is like a bit for the show...
This is not a bit for the show.
I'm not into it.
I swear this is definitely not a bit. I wish this was a bit for the show. This actually should be a bit for the show.
We should try that sometime.
I got your text.
What text?
Your text?
Didn't send you a text.
Sent me a text?
A
few minutes ago?
Real sure I did. Dave, I didn't send you any text today.
I'm not gonna, like, if you don't want to talk about it, I totally understand, but I'm fairly certain that a couple minutes ago you sent me a fairly, interesting text.
Okay, well, message. If in fact I did send you an interesting...
And in fact you did.
...text message, if this, you know,
right?
hypothetical
right?
text message does exist, what would it make me say?
What would it say? Well, let me see. Let me take a look at it again here, as I can't... seem to stop thinking about it in the last couple seconds. What did it say? Well, first let me describe it. It was... What's a good word? Sexual. It was sexual. There was sexuality.
Really?
In the text.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of it. In fact, it was quite a graphic little bit of writing there that you have concocted.
Oh, well. Can I... I want to see this. Dave, and how do you get that? How did you get that text message?
Well, you hit send, and then my phone got it. So, like, you hit send.
No.
And then my phone got it.
Right.
Hit it up twice.
You weren't supposed to get that.
Who was supposed to get it?
Who the fuck do you think? I mean, come... But... I can't believe I accidentally sent it to you.
What, you guys talk to each other like that now? You don't have sex, but you're gonna text each other back and forth with the most disgusting...
Oh, you think you're so...
I actually don't think I'm clever.
I don't either, so that works. But, yeah, it's... We were, you know, what's the word? Texting around?
You were off... Well, first of all, I've texted around. We'll talk about that in a second. You were off... You're off. Is that why you were late? Is that what you were doing? You're out there. You were out in your what? Up in your room there, having
I was late
textual intercourse.
I was late because I was. No.
You were having sexed.
Sexed? Can you come up with that yourself? It's not sexed or textual. It's just texting around. I think that's what they call it.
That is what they call something. But this right here, what you're writing here, this is not sexting around or texting around. I've done both. And this is not that.
Have you? You've texted around.
Oh, I can. My fingers can move. I've texted.
You.
I know
wish
how to text.
You.
I do texted. Wish that you I texted don't. More, but I know what this is, and this is much more. This is way beyond. This is.
Okay, Dave. Let's just stop. This is stupid. We are kidding. We're messing around, trying to one up each other. We do that.
So was you just like playing Connect 4, only Connect 2?
Yeah, kind of like that, except instead of like checkers, sex.
Fair enough. I don't know. I'm dumbfounded by the fact that I'm like looking at this thing here, and this is very.
You're gonna be okay. Oh, sorry.
More texts in the show, in the middle
it
of the
happens.
Show.
What happened? What do you do?
Well, from sorry, you.
Let me. Can I look at it?
Do
real,
what you gotta
just
do.
Just really quick.
I can't believe this thing.
Weird.
So freaking.
It's from my Aunt Mildred. That's.
You have an Aunt Mildred?
Yeah, and I haven't talked to her in a long time. She has cancer.
Ooh.
Maybe?
It's funny that you have an Aunt Mildred.
It's
Lindsay.
Not that funny. She's
it's
really,
funny.
She's a really nice old lady.
Well, it's funny that you have an Aunt Mildred. It's you. It's the name Mildred, and it's your aunt. It's funny. It
okay.
sucks about the cancer.
It
Don't
does.
Get me wrong, but...
It's not a laughing matter, even though I'm almost laughing.
Right.
Can I see what she said
yeah.
to me really quick? Yeah. Everything's a can. You want to breathe?
Oh, that's weird.
Really weird.
That's a really weird thing for her to just. Maybe she's got a weird phone, kind of like yours. Only hers is just weirder too. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. That
must be it.
That's you know what we ought to do.
Maybe we should distract ourselves.
We should distract ourselves.
I don't want to think.
Let's bring
about Mildred and her cancer.
Can we bring
or your text message?
Can we bring? We'll talk about. Mildred's text a little bit later because that's a weird text and that needs some discussion, but I want to bring Jeff on for the first
okay.
for the first time. Hi. Jeff, this is Jeff Munger.
Walk across the country, let's see what we can see. Well, let's walk across the country, let's see what we can see. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. A big one, a little one, a sour one, a sweet one, a yellow one, a red one, a brown one, a green one, a little one, a big one, a sour one, a sweet one, a yellow one, a red one, a brown one, a green one. Put a pot on your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Put a pot on your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Let's go smell a flower, well, let's go plant a tree. Let's go smell a flower, and let's go plant a tree. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Big one, a little one, a sour one, a sweet one, a yellow one, a red one, a brown one, a green one, a big one, a little one, a sour one, a sweet one, a yellow one, a red one, a brown one, a green one. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed. Put a pot in your head, I'll call you Johnny Appleseed.
We don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have a MySpace?
We do, actually.
We did put you on the spot. Do you have a bigger, a smaller guitar?
We only upstairs. Like, we only like big ones around here.
I can show you later, Dave.
Nothing later, don't know. I didn't...
Hear it?
Yeah.
You're out of the loop.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about your text message that you sent me.
It was kind of, long same lines.
I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be thinking about that for a week or so.
The rest of your life, maybe?
Maybe not the rest of my life.
I will be.
Well, that's your weird, that's your weird malfunction. Please.
Walking down the street, nothing in my pockets but a lint. Walking down the street, nothing in my pockets but a lint. Well, I'm walking down the street, trying to stay warm in the howling wind.
Did you grow up in Portland?
Yeah, probably the only person in this room. In Portland, maybe?
I grew up in St. Louis.
Oh, sweet.
Which is not Portland.
It's Oregon.
That is true. And you grew up in Portland too?
Yes, I grew up in Sandy counts.
Sandy.
I guess.
And so you've been playing music. Do you play around? Do you play shows and get gigs, or do you?
Not really.
No.
You play on the street, right?
Yeah.
Make a couple walks here and there?
Sometimes.
Where's your favorite spot?
Hawthorne, I guess.
I think that's so, I mean, when did you, this is my question, because I've always thought, okay, because I mean, I can play like a couple songs on guitar, and I thought, man, if I ever came down to it, would I have the balls to go and play on the street? And I don't think that I would.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different, like, did you start out doing that? Or did it take you a while to kind of...
I have been for probably like 3 or 4 years now.
Really? Yeah. And do you get positive response? It's obviously worth it if you keep...
Sometimes I get positive response.
Yeah.
Depends.
Do you ever have people like come by and say stuff, or do you ever have people that...
Sometimes we had an argument with this guy outside of his apartment building the other day.
For what?
I don't know. I think he was trying to sleep and I was singing a little bit too loud.
He was trying to sleep. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning and you're amped. And...
It was like 3 in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
What an idiot. Yeah. Is he an old man?
No, he was like 20 something.
Dude, what? I hate people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm not in my 20s, so I can say that.
Works out.
Yeah.
I've only been 20 for a few months and I hate it.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough decade for you, I'm not going to lie. You're going to come out a little bit kind of torn to pieces. Can you play another one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the music business?
I think we use that term in the industry.
In the industry.
Yeah.
The indie street.
Oh, it hurts.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of that?
I don't know.
No?
Can we name it?
Can we name it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
The TikTok Radio Show.
No!
Okay. Instrumental. Yeah. It can be your theme song.
It could, actually.
I don't.
You don't think so?
I don't believe in self-promotion.
Yeah. If anybody believes in self-promotion, it's Lindsay Stranigan. offense meant. No, I'm just kidding. No offense.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna hear about this in about a week from Linda.
Who's smoking girly cigarettes?
Dave.
They smell
girly.
Smells good.
Yeah.
I want one.
French blend.
I
think that's
what they'd be called.
He's smoking cotton candy cigarettes.
Do
you ever listen to the cotton candy cigarettes? They were a really shitty. They weren't even a band.
Can that be the name of his instrumental?
Cotton Candy Cigarettes?
I like it.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Yeah. So that's it. What that instrumental...
We're
going
to put that one on our MySpace. Cotton Candy Cigarettes. There it is.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to hang out up here. We have to get to the bottom of this text message. Now...
We do.
I got, just for anybody who's just tuning in... I received a little while ago a very interesting, graphic, grossly, overtly sexual text message from my dear platonic friend of about 5 years. We didn't even hug, and I got this message from her, so it shook me up a little bit. I asked her about it. Turns out that it was meant for somebody else, not me, not a big surprise. Now she's gotten a text from her aunt, and that text... was just one little thing. It was just a question mark. Which
yep.
is weird.
Real weird.
Your aunt Mildred, which is funny.
Not that funny.
It's funny that you have an aunt. I'm not going to stop thinking. That's funny as the text is to me. That you have an aunt. Whose name is Mildred? And
your sense of humor is just off.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Let's focus.
Okay.
Let's figure out what Mildred's text means.
Well.
Can I say her name without you freaking out?
It's just funny. Okay, I have a theory. Maybe she's got a weird... I was thinking about this. Maybe she just has some weird phone that sends out... It's like yours. Only hers sends out random punctuation to people.
But I don't have a weird phone.
Okay.
It's a nice... It's a BlackBerry.
Yours, yeah, it's a Black... It's the weirdest BlackBerry in the world. It's like possessed. Remember, you sent a text to someone. You sent a text like inviting someone and sent it like 20 times to the same person.
Oh, it did do that. And then, like, last month, I sent I miss you to my sister, but it didn't just go to my sister. It went to, like, 20 people.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, well, you know what was real fun?
What?
Went to the sleep rapist.
Hey, the sleep rapist.
Yeah,
there's
a good story about that, but I will tell you about that later.
Yeah. Lindsay, by the way, just real quick, for the listening audience, Lindsay has a friend named the sleep rapist. He raped... girls in sleep. And that's true.
No.
Has raped.
No.
He's raped a few girls in his sleep.
In his sleep. Not while they're sleeping.
They're probably sleeping
too. He has a condition. A medical condition.
Yeah, medical condition
when,
called
when
rape.
Girls are, when girls are asleep, he's asleep, he doesn't know that he does it. That's what he says.
No.
He's a good guy. He doesn't rape. Apparently they want it. This is real.
Lindsay has a friend named...
I do have a friend with a medical condition. He has sex in his sleep and has no knowledge of it.
Can I say something? That's bullshit. Like, you don't rape somebody at all. I don't care.
sick. Well, it's not raping. We made up that term. No, the girls. They're in bed with him, so I think that they.
Well, what the fuck are you doing?
Rape this guy. Physical force.
Well, I would assume, I mean, they seem to go along with it. He doesn't have recollection of it. He does it in sleep. I don't know. That's a big little rabbit trail there.
Rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Check your scent box.
Check my scent box?
Check the scent box in your phone.
Okay.
I have a really crappy idea.
Okay. Checking in my phone. It's vibrant. It's slow. Works.
It's a $900 phone and it is weird and slow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck, Dave. Shit. Dave, shit. This is the worst fucking day of my life. Oh my. I promise you I wouldn't fucking swear on the show.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
What?
The text.
What? What about it? It's good, by the way. I like it.
No, it's not good. It's bad.
It's bad. Really it's bad. Very bad. It's you know dirty. How? You it's know filthy how? And it's nasty.
Ah!
You're filthy and nasty.
No.
Your mom's filthy and nasty.
You know what's filthy and
which
nasty?
Which is true.
You know what is wrong?
Everything that you describe here?
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry. What?
It went to everyone in my phone.
You can't
every
do that.
Fucking
it can't go to everybody in your
in
phone.
My phone.
It's not able to.
It actually... Actually, you see this scent.
I'll see if I got it.
Please, dear God.
I totally got it.
No! No!
Can we read it out loud?
No.
Oh,
Jeremy, did you get it? Please tell me you didn't. Your phone's off. It's in the house. You didn't.
It's
you're...
in the house. I'll check it later.
Okay. 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 Okay.
No
hold
way.
On. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
For your sake.
This is probably going to be embarrassing for you, I would imagine. You sent this. I just want everyone to know this. You sent this glorious piece of digital literature. So graphic and sexual, I might even be pressed to call it grotesque and gruesome.
Pause. Hey, Dave's making it out to be a way bigger deal than it actually is.
Not a bigger deal than it actually is. Andrew and Jody!
Hi.
Did you guys get Lindsay's text? Check your phone.
Yeah,
it'll be there.
I got it.
We're in the middle of... Good. We're just having a little meltdown here.
Okay. So you sent it to everybody you know and people you
yeah,
don't know.
My stupid fucking phone. I sent to everyone that I know. Hang
Who
on.
Who is it?
It's her mom.
That's not going to be good.
No, I got to answer it.
Answer it.
Okay.
Answer it. Shh. She's talking to her mom.
Mom? Yeah. Hey, you got that?
Know what this is.
I'm so, no. Yeah, Dave and, like, Joey and the guys, I think they're playing a joke on me.
Don't blame it on me.
I think they got all my phone. I don't even know what they said. Mom, was it that? It was
don't
that.
Blame it on me.
I'm sorry your eyes had to see that, Mom. I'm so, no. It
just
wasn't, Mom, I'm in the middle of a radio show. I'm sorry. It wasn't me. I don't even know what that is. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm screwed.
Check and see if you got any,
Oh, six. Six unread text messages.
600?
Six. No, six.
Six unread.
I don't know that many give or take.
There will be about 200 unread texts from you.
Probably.
Okay, well.
Oh, here we go again. No. It's asleep right this. I don't want you.
Answer it.
I don't
talk to him. I'll talk to him. Let me see it. Sleep rapist? It's Dave Lindsay's friend.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Hold on. He's... Yeah?
What does he want?
He wants to... He's not interested in talking to me. Just, I don't know. When.
It's a bad time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're drunk.
Stop. You'll talk to him tomorrow.
Okay.
Nope.
I don't know anything about text message. I'll talk to you. No. Mm-mm. Not me. Okay. Bye.
What's the sleep rapist's real name?
Pete?
Pete the sleep rapist and your Aunt Mildred? And Pete the sleep rapist. Who the hell are
bad
you?
Bad day for text, good day for name.
As they say.
Oh,
this is
Danielle.
This is going to be a great show. We're never going to start the show. We're going to start officially in a second. We're just kind of dealing with this.
Danielle?
Oh,
no.
Dad.
No, no. Danielle, I...
Just...
Okay, I...
That's, Danielle is not one to.
She's crying.
I don't really know what to say. Okay, well, let's try and... I don't think we can get control back of the show. Let's just try and move on and do what we can. I'm curious to see how Aaron's doing in his interview. I don't know if you guys know this. Aaron has a job interview that actually Lindsay's, is a friend of Lindsay's, like a friend of Lindsay's family friend, set her up with... set Aaron up with a job interview, and I gave Aaron some stuff to drink. I gave him, you know, those little 5 hour energies.
Delicious.
They are. I love them. I love them. I gave Aaron 5. They're little, and there's no crash. There's no, I don't even think, it's like they're all organic, maybe, something. Can we, or do we have access to get into his interview to see what he's doing?
I think so, yeah.
On the Intellivision we're watching here.
Okay. Then why don't you tell me why you applied for the position?
He's not doing that.
You know what? Let's not do it. Like this. We'll just chat. We'll just, you know, one-on-one. So, Lindsay told me that she went to college and, got a degree in psychology. Is that true? You know what, Aaron? Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate spending your time here with me today, and we will be calling you once we find
Mr. Spence. Going then.
See you on
Monday.
See you on Monday.
Monday? Hell yeah. Whew. Thank you.
I think that's basically it. Well, Aaron, so Aaron, looks like Aaron got the job.
I got the job.
For those of you who are listening to this, we were able to peek in on Aaron's interview. That's what happened. I guarantee. That's what happened.
What happened? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Okay, well, we'll deal with this as time goes on. Don't worry about it. Who cares?
Oh, I won't worry about it.
Yeah, because you don't ever stress out or worry.
No.
You don't overthink anything.
Maybe I'll drink some 5 hour energy drinks. That'll make
You should. They obviously worked for Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff?
Hey.
Jeff Munger?
More songs?
I think so.
Well, we made chess it out of paper in Greyhound Station in Salt Lake City. Well, then the police, they asked us questions about a stolen portable television. You were going to Denver, Colorado. coming from San Francisco. I was going to San Francisco, coming from Greensboro. Well, I can't remember your name, and I'll eat my hat if you can remember mine. To the library, got a copy of Canary Row, matched my umbrella, was canary yellow. Style, red canvas shoes, just a little bit bigger than them ones I wore in preschool.
Do you have a MySpace?
Yes, I do.
What is your MySpace? What is your space?
MySpace is www.myspace.com/raisedbybabies.
Raised, R-A-I-S-E-D, by babies.
Yes.
Where did you get the name
from?
What's the story behind that?
I don't know. It was just me and a friend of mine were just talking about silly band names, and I really liked that one. And I don't know.
That's cool. is that what you play under?
Sometimes.
I mean, is that really?
Sometimes.
And do you ever play with a band? Do you get a band together and do that?
Sometimes I do. I don't know.
Sometimes.
I play with my brothers a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Walking down the street in my red flannel Alexander Calder shirt. Well, my bare feet felt good on the concrete grass and dirt. Well, I played a little song, my kazoo, and it went a little something like this. Come on, pretty mama, why won't you let me in? Well, I wanna sit on your bed and listen to the record spin. Well, I'll play a little song on my kazoo and it'll go a little something like this.
There isn't a crash, though, so...
fuck it that. Says, there's not a crash. Sorry, I know you're doing the show, dude.
Well, dude, it's just, you know, make you yourself at home.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, right, lay down on the floor and sleep if you want.
Must have went well.
Did you,
Hey, Aaron.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get my text?
I didn't have my phone on, but that's funny, that boss guy.
I told you!
What?
I told you, because we peeked
text.
In. We used the Intellivision and peeked in on your interview. I told you that's what happened. That's hilarious.
Not really.
Really? No, not really, but it's...
To
it
you.
Was it bad or something?
Huh?
Was it bad?
You'll find... You'll...
Yeah.
Turn on your phone to the point.
Okay, well, thank you for coming to the TikTok radio shop.
It's been the best day of my
life. It has. It has. I think I hear someone. I feel like
you
I hear footsteps, but I don't know why they're not walking.
Great ears.
I do. I have amazing interviews. Interview ears.
Well, Mr. Spence, what are you doing here?
Mr. Spence from the video.
It's my boss.
From the parents, your boss.
No.
What are you?
Lindsay?
Yeah?
I love you. Is now a good time or to talk?
No.
Told you.
No.
You're. We
no.
better.
I gotta go.
We're. This is the TikTok radio shop. We can
okay.
probably stop it.
No,
right,
that's
good.
This
okay.
is.
Okay.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're